Jim Belton.
Hi, Jim. It's Julian. Sorry I missed you.
I got questions.
Yeah.
On page 11, you've got all these things X'd.
That's just showing where you're supposed to initial, that's all, or where you're supposed to sign.
Yeah, but I don't have it. What's the guarantor 2, 3, 4?
There's not. It's just you, so.
I got to sign all of those?
No. It's just where it says James. Because some businesses have multiple owners. You're the sole owner, so you just sign on one of them.
Okay, so where is the I have to have this. What did you say?
Notarized.
Where do they notarize that?
Anywhere. I mean, sometimes you can go to your bank. You can yep. contact a private notarization company or something like that.
So on all these boxes on page 11, I'm supposed to put my name and...
No, it's only one of them. So where it says guarantor 1, just that one. The guarantor
okay.
2, 3, and 4 only if there were multiple owners. In this case, you're the only owner, so you only have to... You're the only one that needs to initial. And then same thing with on page 12.
Yeah, I did that, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, and then just get it notarized and then email it back to me.
Okay. Now, I do have a problem with this loan proceeds disbursement and authorization letter.
Uh-huh.
I signed one already with the amounts that we agreed upon. Now we're uh-huh. going back to $10,230.80.
Right. You wanted me to generate the documents before we had the payoff letter, so we didn't have an amount to put in the documents because we didn't know what you owed MCA. So... Typically, we'll have all the payoff letters first, but we both wanted to expedite the process. So
am I going to get another one for the $2,313.20?
No. It's just one contract. The loan disbursement is just like a supplement to the loan contract. So that's it.
No, that's not what we agreed upon.
I remember presenting this to you as a first position loan, like I explained.
No, and then when you were saying, well, what we'll do is we'll get a second loan to pay off MSA. Now I'm short money. I don't have the other $3,000 to cover paying for this machine now.
So remember what we spoke about this morning, the other solution is once we get this wrapped up, we can go for a second position loan in addition to this loan. So you'll have two loans stacked. So you'll have this one, and then we can possibly get you a second position loan on top of that.
How long is that going to take?
It really depends. We already have all your paperwork, anything that we possibly can need with your tax return, so it's going to be a lot quicker than the first one. If it goes smoothly, it could be a matter of like a day or two.
But so I could tell her.
Sorry, go ahead.
So I could tell her I have the money in the bank Monday.
You can tell whatever you want. I can't guarantee you anything though. None of this is guaranteed. Since the beginning, I couldn't guarantee you anything. It has to go through like a little bit of a process with credit analysis and things like that. With any of these, I can't guarantee anything by a certain date or time or anything like that.
When will this money be in there?
If we can get this taken care of today, we can deposit it today.
Okay, I'll have everything over to you today.
Sounds good, Jim.
And then let's see if I can get another one for, say, 3 or 4 to cover the money I'm out.
You got it.
Okay. Can you get that rolling?
Yep, we're already on it. So I'm... in the talks with my underwriting partner right now, they're aware of the situation. We want to get all this stuff wrapped up so everything's official, and then we'll get some options for you on the table for a second position if that's going to be something that we can do.
Okay. That'd be fine.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
Bye.
Bye.